What are our thoughts on Singles Inferno Season 2? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
Well, we're back today to talk about Singles Inferno 2, our thoughts, our opinions, our ships. So yeah, how about we start off with some general overall impressions of this season versus the last?
They were so much more interesting than the last season.
Agreed.
Like not even personality-wise, but chemistry between each other. Because I don't know if they, like the producers just didn't know how to like find the right group of people. But last season, I felt like it was so bland almost. Like there was no chemistry and it was just like, sure, we're going to get to know each other. But there's no like sparks flying. But this season, oh my God, sparks flew.
But also, I like the friendships in this season too. I feel like the guys and the girls within themselves, but also within each other, they're really cute. And do you guys have a chance to watch the cast reacting to their episodes on their Swoon?
I started, but I never finished. Yeah.
So I watched that after I finished the entire season. And I just love the cast even more because they just seem like genuine friends.
Yeah, I feel like it was a good group of people together.
Yeah.
And they were so funny. Oh my God, they were so funny.
I loved the season because I was honestly kind of like, after episode 2. And I just kept putting it off until I knew we had to watch it. And then I watched like episode 5 for some reason. And then that was like the really interesting episode. And that's the reason why I caught up so quickly.
Yeah, I feel like timing for this one was perfect too. Adding new people was...
I have to say, I feel like they added the people at the right time this time. It wasn't too late where season 1, they added in, was it like 3 or 4th day or even 5th day where it didn't give the characters any room.
Characters as if these aren't real people on a reality dating show.
I mean, the new people, the new members.
I think they were still added kind of late. I think the last two were, but Jin Young wasn't.
He was only like the day before.
Yeah, but that was perfect. I feel like there was also time for him to like not feel like he was left out.
That's because everyone was obsessed with him.
Yeah, that too. But he was added for like an activity versus the other two were like kind of added to like cooking day. So they didn't even have a chance to like make themselves a person. It was just like they had to put themselves out there more.
Do you guys remember if in season 1 the new people basically got to take who they wanted to paradise on that first day?
So in season 1 it wasn't to paradise. It's just that they chose two people or one person to go on a date with. I only remember it because of Sehun and that girl, and that shit was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, this season, I don't like that they got to just take whoever they wanted. I know it's like you have to be given an advantage because they came in at a disadvantage so late, but...
It kind of stirred the pot.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if they did this last season, but this season, they also gave the new contestants a chance to talk to everyone.
Oh, yeah, that I liked. No, yeah, I think this season was significantly better, 95% because they picked a better cast.
They did. These people were so interesting and funny. But first impressions of all the cast, like who did you guys like the most, guy and girl?
I have so much to say. Hold on. Every single man on that island fumbled the bag with Sejong.
Dude, for real. That girl's so hot.
You're telling me she didn't go to paradise one time?
I'm so confused. Like, why?
But my theory is she doesn't fit the typical, like, cute vibes that, like, Seolki, because Sejong is like, she's hot and like intimidatingly hot versus all the other girls had a side of like cute and like maybe even caring side to them that made it more approachable. But Sejong was straight up just like hot as fuck.
But the thing is, there was a good amount of the guys who were interested in her. Youngjae was definitely interested in her. Yes. I feel like he would have taken her to paradise had it not been for that conversation he ended up like spontaneously having with the girl he ends up with. And then Jinyoung was also interested in her because of their chemistry. And then the newest guy, I don't even know his name.
Sejong is also never proactive though.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
How about we go through each character and our first impressions of them?
Favorite guy and girl from the first episode. First impressions.
Well, my favorites, I think this is pretty obvious, but my favorite in terms of first impression is Hanbin.
It's always the cooking man. Last season, she liked the cooking man too.
do is because he looks very, very wholesome. And then he was also just so happens to be like another Sehun, like the kind of, the host, and also happens to be the chef. I swear to God, they probably try to cast a chef every season so these people don't starve on the island.
No, seriously. Did you guys notice that when he was at Paradise, they had to eat like ramen and like easy cookable food because nobody knew how to cook?
Yeah, so I love Hanbin, and then my favorite girl was Seogi.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, Seogi. I thought you said Seoyi. I was like, what?
Oh. Okay.
No. I'm a little biased because my absolute favorite is Nadine. But that's because I knew her before watching Singles Inferno. So if I didn't have that biasness, I think I would like Seon.
Oh, Seon, the Miss Korea?
Yeah.
Miss Korea?
She's Miss Korea 2021.
They didn't mention that in the show.
No, they didn't.
I don't know if I have a guy that I liked right off the bat. It might have been Yongjae.
Yeah, my favorite guy was easily Yongjae from the beginning because I think he's like an objectively attractive person, but also he's very attentive. Yes. And then the girl for sure was Sejong. Like from the second she walked down in that yellow, I think, dress, I was like,
she's very your type.
Hot girl.
Yeah. Yep. They all called her that. Hot girl.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did not really like Sulky initial impression.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
She's not Vicky's type at all.
Yeah, no. I saw her and I was like, oh, no. I was so shook when I started realizing that all the guys liked her. And I was like, interesting. Did you guys hear about her dad?
Yeah. He's like a top plastic surgeon.
He has a whole building in Gangnam for plastic surgeon. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that Jam's favorite was Seogi. I think when I saw her and I saw the way that she is, I was like, I don't really like you.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm going to be completely honest, I don't think she's the Korean standard either when it comes to face, physically. So I was surprised that even straight off the bat for a lot of people in terms of physical attraction, they went towards her. But then the more as the show went on, something about her mannerism is really cute. And as a man, I would understand why they're like so interested in her. There's like something about the way that like she looks and then she like looks away. And I'm like, how do you do that?
But dude, she just looks so like sometimes when she frowns a little bit, even I'm like, holy shit. My heart's fluttering. She's like very like cute and sexy. Oh,
None of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. At one point I was like, I don't think I like you at all because you feel manipulative as fuck. The second girl is Sejong. I thought she was hot.
She's hot. She's a good friend. She's a good conversationalist.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't get to know her at all.
She like kind of disappeared after episode 3.
I want her to have more camera time just so I can get to know her to form an attachment. But like literally the only thing I could really say is like she's hot and she's nice.
I think she was kind of like the Yewon of the season.
Oh, maybe. I really thought her and Yongjae were going to go on the first night of Paradise.
Yeah, I was shook.
Yeah, I don't think they would have lasted though.
You know what scene I'm talking about, right? She was like, go with me or something like that.
I wrote it down. When Sejong goes, I want to go paradise and looks at Yongjae.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. She's like very confident and hot. So I think a lot of times that comes off as like intimidating for men, which is ass.
The next person that came out was Jungwoo came out. He's my least favorite guy.
Oh, I thought he had a very interesting lip shape.
He was your least?
Yeah. Actually, no, he's my second least. No, it's not because of his, it's not he's a bad person or whatever. It's just, to me, he's really annoying.
I can see that. I think he's like a little too simpy for Jam, that's why.
I just don't like him because it's just like not my type.
He had like no buildup in the beginning. I thought he was going to be, what's his name? The guy that Yewon ended up with last season. I thought he was going to be another one of him.
Yeah.
But then when him and Seogi had their first conversation after her first Inferno night, I was like, okay, he has substance. He's interesting and is good at asking questions and not simply just saying, I like you. I think he like genuinely tried to like get to know her. So I like that.
He's also really caring. I think he took care of her a lot, which really won Seogi.
Once he revealed his age, I was like, he's pretty young. Yeah. But I wrote down this part of when Seogi was crying and he handed her a wet wipe. And
she was like, God,
what the fuck are
so
you giving me
funny.
A wet wipe when I'm crying?
I died.
So cute.
Yeah. Oh my God, his book.
Oh, yeah,
like cute. He got me there. That was the moment where I was like, oh, that's so cute. He gave her a book to sit, talk about his feelings because he never got the chance to talk to her.
Yeah. To me, it didn't feel like he was overstepping like Soyi, for example, who we'll get to in a bit. And he was also like, okay, you haven't made up your mind, like go talk to Jinyoung. He was very
respectful.
Yeah.
I don't know who came up after him.
It was Yongjae or Soyi?
Let's do Yongjae.
He's also my favorite with Hanbin, but I just like Hanbin just a little bit more because of his outgoing personality.
I started off really strong with Yongjae and then I died off for him.
Me too.
Yeah, he lost a lot of respect from me halfway through.
Why?
Because he was ass at dealing with that whole Soyi situation. Oh. Like I started off not really liking the girl and then I ended up really liking her. He looks so good in glasses.
Dude, all the guys, actually not all the guys, just the two guys, Jinyoung and Yunjae, they both look so good in glasses. I'm like,
yeah. Every time they pan to them in glasses, I was like, whoa, that looks good on you.
Okay, Soyi came out next.
I was not a fan of that girl when she first came.
She was just way too much egg yolk for me. I just could not. And her voice is just too high pitched. But I guess I liked her boldness, or like she was very mature in dealing with the situation. But at the same time, I'm like, girl, it's been like 2 days. Why the heck does Yongjae, why are you in a chokehold?
Dude, when she decided to choose Hanbin to go for that one night, I was like, oh, I would have lost all my respect for you if you chose Yongjae again. But the fact that she chose Hanbin made me like her so much more. I was like, yes, treat yourself. You deserve it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, her as a person, I think she's like emotionally aware because you can tell based off the conversations she was having with Yongjae, they were very mature.
Yeah.
But the only thing is you being so persistent at the man, knowing that he's probably nowhere near on the same page as you and like almost continuously.
Yeah,
that one I was like, why? Like, stop. That's not
cute.
Okay, next is Nadine, I think.
My fucking favorite. A badass. Love her. No one deserved her. I'm glad she left single.
I think she started off really strong for me. And then down the line, and I don't know. I feel like I'm the minority in the hype was too much.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't think this dating setting was right for her. One, it was a little too Korean for her. And then two, like, there was no one fit for her. So it was hard for her to open up.
My comment was, Nadine walks like an American. Lumfao, the slouch and the dragging feet. I can see people's hype about her.
Bro, she's so fucking smart. Are you kidding me? It's insane. Have you seen her LinkedIn?
Yes.
That girl's done more than all three of us combined and she's only 22.
Dude, that's fucking insane. She's pre-med and CS.
Just for fun. I'm pretty sure she gets the most hype from Western.
Yeah.
She's so funny though. Like the many times where I'm like, girl, you're so awkward.
Like what?
Like the very first one when I forgot who was trying to talk to her and she like completely ignored him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she goes, wait, me? And then there was like the interaction with Jinyoung where they're sitting by themselves and she's like, yeah, the weather's kind of nice, right? And I was like, girl, this is your first time getting alone time with him and that's what you want to ask him about?
But it wasn't like painfully awkward. It was like
funny awkward.
Yeah, that's why
I liked her so much. Yeah. But I also liked that she was a girl's girl.
Okay, next person. Dongwoo.
Literally, in parentheses, my comments about this man, first impression, empty stare, dead eyes, did not like him.
My first impression was he reminded me of Jintaek from last season, like the suit guy. And then I didn't really have much of an impression of him. And then after him and Nadine and then him and Seulgi, like everything just went downhill. I don't like this guy. He's my least favorite.
Same. He's my least favorite too. Yeah. He's so boring. He gave me the ick the whole show.
Not even like least favorite. Like I straight up don't like the guy.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I feel like Dongwoo for me started off really strong and then he kind of fell off because you can tell he's older and more mature. And so I think he's good at asking questions and genuinely wanting to get to know. He just didn't get that in return.
I didn't like how he kept asking Seulgi, so how do you feel? How do you feel about me? And then he just kept pursuing Seulgi, kind of.
But the thing is, I feel like the date would have been good if Seulgi gave him something in response. But because she was visibly getting more uncomfortable and because he continued as if she wasn't, that's what was a turnoff of like, okay, maybe you should read her body language kind of thing. But if she was returning it, I think it would have been fine.
I think that's what gave me the ick is he's so centered around his goal and his purpose on the show that it never gave himself the opportunity to like work well with others almost. Like, he's just like, I have one purpose. I want to find a girl. And like, if I like her, I want them to like me back. And like, kind of like what the commentators were saying, like, he's probably never experienced having a girl reject him. So he's not used to that. And so like, he couldn't take it well when he realized that like, Seokhyu was not kind of returning the feelings. And so he was so blindsided by one thing that made him icky.
I think last person is Seowon.
No,
oh, Hanbin. When Hanbin came out, my comment was, he looks like a mix of a K-pop idol and Nam June Hyuk.
Oh my god, I was like, he's Walmart version of Nam June Hyuk.
I literally thought it was him. Oh. I was like, what are you doing here? Oh, and then I put, oh, he opened his mouth and then everything changed for me. He walked out and then he started like talking and he started clapping. And I was like, something tells me Jam likes him.
Yeah.
I put, far from my type as a person. LMFAO.
Yeah. I would look at him and be like, you're my little bro.
I mean, even throughout the show, I never really grew an attraction to him. Like, I still just thought he was like a nice addition to the atmosphere. And I feel like he was mature for his age. I was actually really surprised by his tattoos.
Oh, dude, he got like a whole left rib.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he had like one on his chest and then apparently like on his entire rib cage. I was like, oh my god. Okay, should we go next? New member, Jin Young.
Wait, Seon.
Also, I forgot.
I really liked her. She was my second favorite girl after Nadine because she gave such like caring, down to earth, and like even handling the whole Hanbin situation, I feel like she handled it really well.
For me, initially, I had kind of no impression, and then the whole thing with Yoonjae, I was like, what the heck, when did she come in and swoop, dude, and took from Sejong? Yeah. And then I didn't like love, I'm sure it's just the way that the storyline was portrayed. And then later, as I got to know her more throughout all the episodes and then see her development with Yoonjae, she ends up being my favorite girl.
I think from the beginning, in terms of not first impressions looks wise, but then once we got to know them throughout like that first dinner, she was probably my favorite because she's a good combo starter. And then she also is attentive, and then she'll be like, oh, let me help you. Or, but I was also surprised that there was a good amount of guys interested in her because she gives me like, oh, you're just a homie vibe.
Oh, because I could see how Hanbin would like her because she's like very motherly almost. And then he would like see it as like, oh my god, she's so caring and she's like offering to help me. And so I think that means that she likes me. And so I really like that in return, you know. But then for her, he's probably like little bro vibes.
Yeah. Okay. Jin Young.
Oh my god, that man's so fine. Holy fuck. I agree.
Oh, first of all, I might be biased because his name is Jin Young. So when I heard it, I was like,
Mr. Jungkook, but has the name of Jin Young.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I liked him more and more towards the end because I just like how blunt and funny he was. But I actually really started to like him after I watched the reaction video because I feel like his personality really came out because now that he was like comfortable with all the castmates. And then he's actually like really funny and he's like a mood maker.
Oh, interesting.
I know this is a reality show, but like he portrayed his own character so well.
Oh my god.
In the aspect of he did what the show made him out to be.
Yeah.
Because last season that was that one dancer boy, but like he like fell off too. I was like not interested in him, but Jin Young like did it well.
Yeah.
And I have the most notes for him. I'll read a couple. I put, by his name would be Kim Jin Young. And then second bullet was, his entrance was hot as fuck. I love seeing the other men shake.
Yep.
Third, bruh, his mannerisms are hot as fuck. And then fourth is, Vicky likes him, doesn't she?
But he's like the perfect amount of like cocky, but not like to the point where you hate him. The fact that he picked up the flag and then threw it down like it was nothing, I was like, damn, okay, an entrance.
See, to the girls is really hot, but I know guys are like, what the fuck? That's so like arrogant and so like cocky. But the girl, I'm like,
but I was conflicted by his character too. I found myself being like, ew, I don't like how standoffish he is. Like, he didn't even ask for their names when he first went on the like two girl dates.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? I don't think I like you. And then the whole like when he went to Paradise with Seurgi and then she was like kind of struggling with her bag and he was like degaff about it, and then she was like, are you gonna hold my bag? And he was like, oh sure. And then she was like, never mind, I got it. And he was like, okay.
I was also very like, oh, I'm happy about Jin Young, because you know it just seemed like he kind of seemed like an asshole. But at the same time, I was like, maybe because he's been in the military. Like, I'm not trying to make excuses, but like if you're in the military, like everyone's a bro and everyone has that very like manly kind of vibe and not a very, you know, your typical like observant or attentive person. So all his answers were very like, yeah, no.
Dude, not even that, but like, you know how girls, we also like the romantic gesture of, for example, a guy opening the car door for you or stuff like that. We want that. Yeah. But at the same time, when I see Jin Young, I'm like, I kind of like that you spice things up like, a little bit and don't do
like
that.
Like when Seo-gi had to push the door open for him, like when he ran to the mirror, he like opened all the drawers. Like that was like his charm.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think you're purposely being like an asshole. You just are so funny.
Yeah.
Him and if we want to move to the next new guy, I thought the new guy was also so funny.
Se-jun? He was so unbothered.
He was so bold, but he was also so unbothered. I loved
was
it.
So surprised him and Seo-gi ended up together.
Same.
I mean, I honestly don't know what his personality type is, what his ideal type really is, but I was just like...
But Seo-gi made a move.
She unintentionally made a move. She was just like, oh, if you need anything...
Just by being herself.
Yeah. Seo-gi and him actually went like Instagram public or Instagram official a few days ago.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Same with Seo-gi and Jungwoo. They went IG public like 2 days ago.
Yeah. I thought it was so funny. Like when he was sleeping, like right before I died, literally I like rolled on the ground laughing because I was like, this man does not give a fuck.
And the mud ring.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, fine, take me out.
I felt like him and Sejong would be a better match. Just, my brief stalking on his Instagram activity, I feel like just matches like Sejong's vibes a little more. But this is just me speculating.
Does he look mixed?
He looks mixed. Yes. He looks really mixed.
That was my first impression. I was like, he kind of looks like a vampire, one, and then two, he looks mixed.
But he does look like an actor. He's like really good looking. I feel like between Yoon-jae and him, I feel they're like the best looking to me.
Oh, what?
I really like Jin-young too, but I think for his physical appearance is not like completely my type, but it's just that his personality really adds everything.
I can
everything.
See that. He's like too fuckboy
looking.
Yeah, not wholesome. A little bit more wholesome.
Yeah.
On the topic of Se-jun, I really liked how he did things casually. Like he held Seo-hee's hand so casually and he like gave her his jacket. Good at making conversation with her in paradise. Like I really, really liked
it. It was, I thought that hand holding was so funny because they also panned to Jin-young and she was like, whoa.
And it was extra funny because Jin-young didn't want to be in that helicopter with that girl.
Min-su.
But just so funny.
Because he clearly, he did not want to be there.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Should we move to a new girl now then?
No thoughts, no vibes.
Same. No.
She might as well have not been on the show.
True. I especially didn't like that she clearly got rejected from Jin-young and she still chose him to go to paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, she took that chance from Nadine.
Not even like, she took the chance from Nadine, but at the same time, like, dude, this guy has rejected you twice. And I think it goes back to her introduction of she's saying, when I want something, I'll get it.
Oh.
I feel bad that she like got tossed into everything.
No, I feel like she stirred the pot though. Like, I feel like had it not been for her, Jin-young and Seo-gi could have possibly gone on a second paradise together. And he would have also gotten to know Nadine earlier. So I feel like the ending might have been a little bit different.
She served her purpose.
Yeah. She was kind of like a pawn. Like there was nobody there for her, but then she like stirred the pot.
Okay. That's everyone.
That was a long debrief of everybody.
That was. Okay. Now that we've done our character debrief, we're going to kind of go down the notes we wrote for each episode. So I think we're starting off with episode 3. Oh, it was Yoon-jae and Soen's first paradise. And then I was like, oh, I like their paradise day. It was kind of cute and natural.
Oh my God. It was so cute when at the end of the night, he was like, let's not go to sleep. Let's talk for like 10 minutes more. I was like, oh.
Okay. First of all, I don't know about you guys, but their relationship to me threw me off so hard when they picked each other. Yeah. It seemed like he went to her for advice about
someone else.
Se-jung.
Yeah.
And someone else. But I'm wondering, like, do you guys think that he had her interest from the beginning, or you think that conversation?
I feel like that conversation.
It was that conversation.
Right? I think she liked him from the very beginning, but he was debating between Seo-hee and Se-jung.
It was super spontaneous because in the reaction episode, they were just like, dude, she was walking out, I was walking out. And they just happened to have a conversation and that changed the game.
Yeah. And it was so cute because they matched and they're just sitting there like talking in the blue. And I was like, damn.
Like for them getting together, it was like really cute and so natural.
Yeah.
They're like the mature married couple vibes.
Yeah. Because she's 28, he's 32, which I was shook when he revealed his age. He's like, I'm 32. I was like,
yeah. And he's a stockbroker? Like,
what? No, dude. My note was, wow, Yoon-jae is a finance bro. Oof, suit.
Oh my God. Yep. The suit and glasses. Hot. You know what also gave me the fucking ick about Dong-woo? was like Nadine made the sorry, because it's in this time frame, because that's when Dongwoo asked Seokgi to Paradise. But right before, he was talking to Nadine because Nadine made a move to like approach him. And then he kind of like implied that he was going to take her to Paradise. That's why she chose him. And then at the end, he like bailed on her. And I was like, what the fuck?
So in the reaction episode, he was just like, that was not my intention.
I honestly feel like he would have picked Nadine in that first Paradise if she didn't talk to him first. I feel like that conversation kind of threw things off for him because he was the one that ended up asking her more than she did, even though she asked him to go talk.
What happened after that? That's when Jin Young came into the picture.
I put in all caps, I like Jin Young and Sejong's energy together a lot. I really thought they were going to go on the first date. I got very matching energy from them. Very like playfully flirty. I feel like they would have done that to each other and kind of like the hot couple vibes. But it never happened.
Yeah. No.
There were a hell of people saying Seokgi and Jin Young. They're just like an infatuation or a lust. They just want to get it on in bed. But there's nothing actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like if you take out the like spark almost, like that like lust hot vibes, they're so awkward with each other. Whatever top she was wearing was working for her.
No. And then in the reaction thing, because girls sit with each other and guys sit with each other. And then they watched the scene where they reacted to Jin Young and Seokgi's very steamy scene.
Yeah.
And Jungwoo was also in the room. And it was kind of cute. Seokgi was like, oh my God, is Jungwoo going to see this scene too? Or like, he's going to see this scene too.
Aw.
Yeah, the little finger holding. And then there's like certain shots. I think they want to pan in on the finger holding, but because it was so close to her boobs. So there's like really close of shots
of her boobs. Yeah.
Is episode 4 also when the... Oh no, episode 4 is... It talked about the Inferno. The people in Inferno.
Dude, that's the biggest thing is... I wish we saw more Inferno than we did Paradise. Because they like played games together. Yeah. They were like it asking each really other cute. Questions.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like a majority of the friendship developed. And to the point where Jin Young and some other couples in Paradise were like... I feel like...
Inferno was more fun.
Paradise.
Yeah,
it's more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I also was a little... Because like in the previous episode, Yoonjae and Seohwan kind of happened out of nowhere. And they were a really good match. I was a little surprised at how strongly Yoonjae liked Seohwan. Because he was really sad that she picked someone else to go to thing. I didn't realize this, but he was like kind of banking on her to like choose a really wrong match so that she could stay in Inferno with him. But then that didn't happen and she ended up going with Hanbin. And I was like, oh my God, you like really like this girl and it came out of nowhere.
Dude, I guess it's the conversation that they had.
I wish we saw more of their conversations because clearly they stayed up to like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
They talked about a lot, but I get the whole privacy thing. But when it was like, oh, you guys have like your free date or like free time, he was the first one to get up and go to her.
Yeah. He busted this fucker literally just like ran, like sprinted like the 100 meters, bro.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think anyone's coming after you, but okay.
Hanbin was ready. I think it only made it okay for me that he made such big gestures was that she returned the feelings as well. Because if she didn't and she was still deciding between Hanbin and him, then it would have been like, oh, he's like very forward and very intense.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why when I saw the second Paradise and I didn't know the time was like 5 a.m. or super late and she was just tired.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was like holding her hand and saying like, oh, I'm not going to wash it and stuff. And her reaction seemed very like, oh, that's a little excessive to me. But then she was just like, tired and deep. I don't know. Yeah. But I was like, wow.
I thought that scene was really cute.
I thought so too. I swooned. Oh my God. I also felt really bad for Jungwoo at that point. I think episode 4 when everybody was like getting Seokgi's attention but him and like he's only had his eyes set for her. I think that was around this timeline when he was like really sad.
No, I was just more surprised that she cried in front of him.
I was like, what is she crying about?
I was like, are you crying because you feel bad? Dude, can we talk about... Okay, I don't know what episode this is, but actually, what are we on right now?
Okay, we're on to 5 now. So this was all the Paradise days. Jin Young, Seokgi, and then Hanbin, Seohwan, and Nadine, Dongwoo. For episode 5, I do have one comment about Nadine and Dongwoo. My, like, I guess favorite moment of Dongwoo was when he started speaking English with Nadine. I was like, well, his English is actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
And he said because he was in the States for a year, and I really liked him at this point because he said, oh, I understand, like, if you feel lonely because you feel like you can't feel as close to us because of language barriers, because he had experienced the same way he was in the U.S. I was like, oh, that's like very understanding of him. And I was like, oh, I liked him at this point.
Yeah. on paper, they would have been a good match because they both speak English, they're both in med. But I think the biggest thing for him was
age.
Like, he's a realist. So age, but also, like, she lives in America.
Yeah.
I think that was the realist point of all the guys for her.
Yeah, and then, like, he knew exactly the journey she would have to go through and how busy she was versus, like, he's ready for a family and, like, ready to settle down.
Yeah.
What episode was it when they fought for Seokki?
7, 8.
Oh, because that fight was intense.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that Jong-woo ended up first.
No, but I'm also Yoon-jae siding with Jin-young. I was a little surprised by that.
I was not.
Oh, really? Like, I knew they had a bonding moment when they sat and talked about, like, watching Seokki and Jong-woo walking away from them. But I was like, enough for you to, like, side with Jin-young? That's kind of crazy.
I think that was also one of the bromance that... They're not really bromance, but one of the bro pairs that I like.
Dude, I think it's just, like, it's more about I empathize with the situation and less of I like Jong-woo that much. But that must have been so sad for him.
Yeah, he fought so hard.
He never got a shot with Seokki, but then everyone's trying to get him out and stuff.
Yeah, so good for him for holding his place for second place. When he got second place,
he deserved,
like, he deserved it. When Yoon-jae got first place, though, I was like, this bitch did nothing.
Yeah, I know. Jin-young did all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really think that game changed the game.
Yeah.
Because if Jin-young won first, I think he would have taken Seokki.
Yeah.
And I think that would have given them the edge over Jong-woo ever catching up to Seokki.
Mm-hmm. I think that night alone with Seokki really boosted Jong-woo for her.
I think it's also because once they found out, like, about each other, the whole coffee shop thing.
Actually interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's, like, similarities here.
Because even, like, Jin-young and Seokki, again, it was just their physical chemistry. Their actual chemistry, there's not a lot, like, similarities.
Yeah. I feel like Jong-woo would have been a better match for her, and she realized that, too.
I really think Seokki and Jin-young are just purely physical chemistry.
Yeah. I feel like if you take it out, like, their interactions with each other are so awkward. Like, they don't have much to talk about.
They never really talked about each other. They've always just flirted.
Oh, my God. Their relationship gave me Nevertheless couple vibes. It was like, you guys are so frustratingly interested in each other, but the conversation is lacking. Like, why are you guys just staring at each other? Like, please talk.
Yep.
I just think Jin-young also fucked it up for himself, because I think that last free day that they had together, she was pretty honest of, like, oh, what kind of guy do you like? And she was like, someone like you. Or, did you make up your mind? She was like, yes. And I think her mind was made up for potentially Jin-young. I don't know, maybe not. But then when she asked him these questions, like, I would have been so taken aback if he said
he wasn't set. He was, like, thinking about other people. Yeah, that conversation changed it for her.
So originally I was also thinking that too, but that I read another comment somewhere that they were like, Jin-young was just being really real because he's a content creator. He doesn't have a stable income. He doesn't have, like, he might not be able to provide that stability and stuff. And then Seokki she was also just kind of flirting back. Like, she didn't give kind of a more in-depth answer, I guess. I think both ends just kind of lack communication.
But I also don't think they would have ever lasted if they made it out.
Yeah. I don't think Seokki's personality matches Jin-young that well. Like, I don't think what they want in life would match.
Yeah, it was like a love-hate thing for me that he was so honest. But also, he, like, beats around the bush a lot.
His personality makes sense. I think he's just more military than fuckboy. Because he didn't go to college. He just jumped straight into, discipline and routine and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So...
Oh, Jin-young and Nadine's Paradise Night. I was so excited for that. But I was kind of disappointed because I was like, there's no dating vibes here.
No, it was very friend-zone-y from his end.
I think both of them. Like, I think she was interested in the idea of him. But, like, during that date, it was, like, so friend-zone-y that I wonder if she still remained interested.
No, I think Nadine is very self-aware. Or she's aware of situations that go on around her too, because throughout the show, I feel like she caught on to certain things.
Yeah.
But I think she's genuinely interested. They have a lot of similarities. I didn't know she was into writing guns. And I didn't know she was into guns. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. So on paper, I feel like they could have, you know, meshed. But then he also finding out that she's a student and lives in America and doesn't see dating like he does. I think it kind of was like, okay, you're more like chill as a friend. And then she got that, and I think her feelings also probably just...
Yeah, I feel like she knew that he wasn't going to choose her. But the last episode where we shook...
Oh, I have a, these are my bullet points. Hold on. I put first bullet. Okay, but Jin Young's points are so fair. He's taking things so seriously. It's so valid. His two choices are so young. Two, I put, please, Sejun is so fucking funny. When he found out Nadine goes to Harvard and immediately apologized for the way that he was talking to her. Third bullet. Wow, the group fire, the group, what's it called? Fire pit
bonfire scene?
Oh, that bonding thing was so cute, but also when they started asking direct questions to each other. And then Jongwoo asked Jinyoung something about Seulgi, and he said definitely.
And then Jinyoung fucking retaliated with Seulgi, which night was better for you? I was shook. I was like, oh my god, what do you want her to say?
Yeah.
And then my last bullet was, would you like to get coffee with me? I thought that was really cute.
That was really cute. Oh yeah, that was. I think I wasn't shook because I had accidentally spoiled it for myself because I was just stalking their Instagrams and then I had seen that Jungwoo posted him and Seulgi.
Oh, I was shook then. I was shook.
Yeah, I was shook then. So then when the actual results came out, I already knew.
Well, first of all, I was honestly a little like startled. I was like, oh my god, is he really gonna choose Nadine right now? Is he like game changing? Because he stood there for so long that everybody was like, oh my god, is he choosing Nadine? But I was honestly really, really surprised that Seulgi chose Jungwoo.
Same.
I think because in her exit interview, the question was, do you usually choose someone that you like or someone that likes you? And she said, in the past, I always chose someone that I like, but this time I chose someone that liked me because I could see his sincerity. Like, I feel like her answer wasn't like made up. I feel like she actually felt that way, but in terms of where her feelings lie, like, it definitely wasn't that strong. But maybe like it grew stronger considering that they're still dating right now.
I think this is a very different situation for her that she's testing out.
Damn, good for her for being or like... She was like, oh, I always go for guys who I like, but they never work out. So maybe she just knew that her and Jin Young wouldn't work out.
Dude,
so.
The whole time watching that, I was thinking back. I don't remember if I read it or if I heard it in like an interview, but there was this woman that was saying like a big life lesson that people should learn is when you approach a relationship and you have one that's like spicy and hot versus one that's super comfortable, choose comfortable. Because spicy and hot is fun at the beginning, but everyone gets to a comfortable stage, or you want to get to a comfortable stage, and if you like get spicy and hot, there's a higher chance that like afterwards you don't have comfortable because the spark and that intense feeling dies, and then you're like, oh, I lost all my feelings. Versus if you've always been comfortable, you will always maintain this level of like, I like them like this, and I'm comfortable, and they make me feel like good and things like that. And I was like, oh, that's smart. So every time I was watching, I was like, yeah, you should choose Jungwoo because it's all spice with Jin Young, but there's nothing under that.
A perfect balance will be spice and comfort.
I feel like after comfort, you could create spice.
I was going to say, I think that answer, when I was younger, would have threw me off. Like, Seulgi's response, I would have been like, the fuck? Because I would have thought, like, no, like, love has to be, like, passionate and fiery, and that's what you and Jin Young have, right? Versus now that I'm older and stuff, I'm like, you're probably right.
Yeah.
She chose a decision that was good for her.
Mm-hmm. I was very happy with all the couples.
Me too. Oh, I have a comment about the two hosts crying when Jungwoo got picked or something. I was like, damn,
I was like, it's not that serious.
No, that's what I was just like, why are you literally bawling?
Yeah. But then the girl explained it about like, oh, Jungwoo made me realize or like remember the something about my younger self or something like that. I was like, oh.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy that a lot of these singles Inferno cast members are like our age
yeah.
or so younger?
Yeah.
Or I don't know why. Every time I see these kind of shows, I always think they're a lot older or they're just so unreachable that I just don't categorize them as like human people.
Yeah. Well, that concludes our thoughts on season 2 of Singles Inferno and TLDR. It's way better than this first season, at least for me. If you guys have any thoughts, please comment in our post that we always make per every episode. Follow us on @ After Our Happy Hour, where our is spelled HR. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.